Thank you, Michael. Really enjoyed that. Great preaching. Great summary of this week's Torah portion. Seasons of the soul. God has designed the world with variations. There is normal weather. Much of the time we experience normal weather, but there's also times of drought and times of flood. There are times of extreme cold and extreme heat and extreme wind. The pleasantness of spring and summer are followed by fall and the austerity of winter. The earth itself has many level places, like the Great Plains of the United States, but the earth also has high mountains and deep valleys. When Ari and Aliza were kids, one summer day, our family went to Death Valley. Death Valley is one of the lowest places on earth. The day that we were there, I think it was the beginning of August, when we went down to the bottom of Death Valley, it was about 130 or 131 degrees, which is just a few degrees away from the hottest temperature ever recorded on planet Earth, which I think is 134 degrees. It was about 130, 131 at the bottom of Death Valley. Believe me when I tell you that that was a memorable experience. What's true of the Earth's geography and weather and seasons is also true of our souls. Our souls experience variations. We experience times when it's like we are walking on level ground. Everything is normal. Our relationship with God is good. But we also may have mountaintop experiences, when it seems like God is so very close, very near, so precious. We hear him speaking to us in his still, small voice. He's answering our prayers. We're getting pleasure from just being close to him. It seems like he's all we need. Have you ever had experiences like that? But there also may be times when we are walking through the valley of the shadow of death. It's dark. It's dangerous. God seems far away. He's not answering our prayers. It feels like he's forsaken us. We're unhappy. We're dissatisfied. Yeshua, who is the perfect man, experience these seasons of the soul. He always walked with God and was close to God. And yet, he had at least one experience when he was exceptionally close to God. He had a literal mountaintop experience with God. Matthew 17, Yeshua took with him Peter, James, and John, the brother of James, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. There he was transfigured before them, transformed. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became as white as the light. Just then there appeared before them Moses and Elijah talking with Yeshua. Peter said to Yeshua, "Lord, it is good for us to be here. If you wish, I will put up three shelters, one for you, one for Moses, one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, a bright cloud covered them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. Listen to him." On the mountain, Yeshua was exceptionally close to God. A bright cloud covered Yeshua, and God the Father spoke audibly from the cloud, which is very rare. God the Father affirmed to Moses and Elijah, to Peter, James, and John, that Yeshua was his special son, therefore greater than Moses and Elijah, and that he loved Yeshua, that he was well pleased with Yeshua, and that everyone must listen to Yeshua. And Yeshua was transformed. His face radiated like the sun. His clothes became white, like white light. This was a glorious mountaintop experience that Yeshua had with God. Yeshua also experienced a very low place when it seemed like God had forsaken him. Matthew 27. While he was being crucified, from noon until 3 in the afternoon, darkness came over all the land. About 3 in the afternoon, Yeshua cried out in a loud voice, "Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" During this time of extreme suffering, Yeshua felt that God was distant, that God was far away, that God had abandoned him, God had forsaken him. Quite the opposite from his previous mountaintop experience. Yeshua experienced seasons of the soul, and we probably will too. I know I have. Most of my spiritual life has been normal, like I was walking on level ground. I read the Bible, I pray, I go about my regular activities, I know that God is there, I feel good about my relationship with the living God. But I've also experienced some mountaintop experiences when God seemed exceptionally near. I'll tell you about one. It was 1985. I had been serving the Lord with the ministry of Jews for Jesus for about 9 years. Martha and I were living in New York City. I was thinking about resigning from Jews for Jesus. That was a big decision. I called Moish Rosen, who was the founder and director of Jews for Jesus, and told him that I was thinking about leaving. Moish gave me some wise and rather interesting advice. "Lauren, people will tell you different things. Some will tell you to stay. Some will tell you to go. You need to hear from God. I want you to go to a Catholic monastery where they take vows of silence and don't talk to anyone. I want you to stay there for a month and seek God in silence until you hear from God." Sounds good, I thought. So I started calling monasteries, and I found that it was very difficult to book accommodations. Jim, a friend of the Jews for Jesus ministry, heard that I was looking for a place of silence and solitude to seek God. Jim was the director of a Christian camp in the woods in Maine, and offered to let me stay at the camp, which had finished for the season. So, one day, I took a bus up to a small town in Maine, Jim met me and took me to the camp, and I stayed in one of the cabins. The camp was empty. I was completely alone. And so for the next 3.5 weeks, I read the Bible a lot. I read some great Christian books. I prayed a lot. I fasted frequently. And I felt very close to God. And I started hearing God speaking to me in that still, small voice, not audibly, but speaking to my mind, my heart, giving me thoughts and ideas and directions. By the end of 3.5 weeks, it didn't take a whole month, I was sure that I had heard from God, that he had made his will clear to me, that I was to resign from Jews for Jesus. I was to move to Detroit and start a messianic congregation. Before those 3.5 weeks, I had no intention of moving to Detroit, none whatsoever. Detroit was not on my radar screen, but being close to God enabled me to hear from him so that I could have my life redirected. During those weeks in Maine, I enjoyed a mountaintop experience with God that I will never forget. Seasons of the soul. God may lead us up the mountain and give us a mountaintop experience with him. However, he may also lead us into a very low place. I've gone through times, days, weeks, months, when I have been troubled, when God felt far away, when it was difficult to pray, difficult to read the Bible, when I've had little satisfaction from my relationship with God. Have you ever experienced that? King David experienced that. In Psalm 40, he felt he was in a slimy pit, stuck in mud and mire, and could not get out. Why would God allow us to get stuck in a slimy pit, to experience difficulties in a low place? Why couldn't we live on the mountaintop all the time? Well, he allows us to experience a low place to improve us. Like gold and silver with impurities, we need to be refined to achieve our maximum potential. And while it may seem counterintuitive, we are refined more in the slimy pit, in the low place, than on the mountaintop. We are refined more by suffering and trouble than by times of blessing. Why does the Lord allow us to enter into and suffer in a low place? To enable us to be more sympathetic to others who are troubled, discouraged, depressed, and so that we are more capable of helping them since we have experienced the same thing. Why does the Lord allow us to remain in the slimy pit? To teach us to wait patiently on him. Again, Psalm 40, King David, I waited patiently for the Lord. He turned to me and heard my cry. He lifted me out of the slimy pit, out of the mud and mire. He set my feet on a rock and gave me a firm place to stand. We need to learn how to wait on God. Waiting on God means praying about a situation and then having faith and patience until the Lord answers our prayer. And the answer may be yes. And the answer may be no. And the answer may be later. When we wait on God, we grow in patience. We grow in faith. We grow in spiritual strength. If God does lift us out of the slimy pit, we experience new joy. King David continues, he put a new song in my mouth, a hymn of praise to our God. New joy. And if God does lift us out of the slimy pit, our experience is a kind of evangelism. It helps others fear the Lord and grow in faith. Many will see and fear the Lord and put their trust in Him. The Lord may lead us into a low place and allow us to remain in that slimy pit for a while. And there is nothing we can do to get out of it. The only thing we can do is wait patiently on God until He changes things. However, we may cause ourselves to get stuck in a low place. And then there are things that we can do to extract ourselves from the slimy pit. If we sin and don't confess our sin, if we let the situation fester, we can remain in that low place. King David also did that. Psalm 32, when I kept silent about my sin, my bones wasted away through my groaning all day long. For day and night your hand was heavy on me. My strength was sapped as in the heat of summer. David was in a low place. The solution? Confession and repentance. Then I acknowledged my sin to you and did not cover up my iniquity. I said, I will confess my transgressions to the Lord. And you forgave the guilt of my sin. Have your sins brought you into a low place? Tell your gracious Creator that you have sinned, that you are sorry, that you are serious about turning away from your sin, that you want to be renewed, filled once again with His Spirit, that you want your joy restored. He will answer your prayer and forgive you and renew you. A slow, gradual drifting away from God can bring us into a low place. God seems distant all of a sudden. Our joy is gone. The solution, when you realize that you have gradually drifted away from God, seek God's face. Psalm 27, again, King David. Hear my voice when I call, Lord. Be merciful to me and answer me. My heart says of you, seek His face. Your face, Lord, I will seek. The Most High will call to us in our low place, seek my face. We need to respond to that invitation and re-engage with God. We need to renew our efforts to pray, to read the Bible, to be involved in our faith community. If you're having problems doing that by yourself, reach out to a brother, a sister, your rabbi. They will hold your hands. They will help you get out of that low place and seek God's face. Problems caused by enemies or problems in general can bring us into a low place. King David also experienced that. Psalm 6, "Have mercy on me, Lord, for I am faint. Heal me, Lord, for my bones are in agony. My soul is in deep anguish. How long, Lord? How long?" David was miserable. Didn't know how long his misery would last. Solution? Praying. Waiting on God until he answers. "The Lord has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord accepts my prayer. All my enemies will be overwhelmed with shame and anguish. They will turn back and suddenly be put to shame." Problems caused by enemies or problems in general can bring us into a low place. Pray, wait on God. Weariness can bring us into a low place. Mental, emotional, physical exhaustion can affect our spirits and prevent us from feeling close to God. If that's you, you need to make some changes. You need to take a break. You need to get the sleep you need. You need to take an occasional nap. You need to try to get the help you need to change the situation. And you need to wait on God. Here's the Lord's promise, Isaiah 40. "Though youths grow weary and tired, and vigorous young men stumble badly, yet those who wait for the Lord will gain new strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles. They will run and not get tired. They will walk and not become weary." There are things we can do if we have caused ourselves to get stuck in a low place. What not to do to try and extract yourself from a low place? Turn to drugs, alcohol, sex, gambling, entertainment, parties, social media, starting a new relationship with a man or a woman. These things only deal with the symptoms of our unhappiness. They do not deal with the cause. Let's pray.